accusing the CIA or FBI of conspiring against our freedom? That was once de rigueur among progressives is now a slur on the good name of people who keep us safe. Well, yeah. Again, donut Twitter. Which brings me to Elizabeth Warren's commencement address last Friday at Morgan State University in Baltimore. It sounded just like ... a Trump stump speech.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Brett's busting out the big intellectual
guns. Boomer, ..
To an audience of nearly 500 new graduates and their families at the historically black college, the Massachusetts senator laid out a bleak vision of America. The rules are rigged because the rich and powerful have bought and paid for too many politicians, she said. The rich and powerful want us pointing fingers at each other so we won't notice they are getting richer and more powerful, she said. Two sets of rules, one for the wealthy and the well-connected, and one for everybody else. So apparently Elizabeth Warren is just completely biting Bernie Sanders now. Yeah.
Which I guess, I mean, that kind of rhetoric, and if she truly believes that sentiment...
She doesn't.
Yeah, if she were to truly believe that sentiment, good. But like you said, she doesn't.
Well, she believes it in like a shitty way because she said like, I'm a capitalist to my bones. So what she thinks we should have is like unrigged capitalism. I think she really thinks that that's possible to like make it fair enough that your average Joe.
Are you saying Elizabeth Warren is against crony capitalism?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren is confirmed ANCAP.
Oh, no. Oh, shit, yeah.
That's how a rig system works, she says. It was a curious vision coming from a person whose life story, like that of tens of millions of Americans who have risen far above their small beginnings, refutes her own thesis. It was curious also coming from someone who presumably believes that various forms of rigging are required to unrig past rigging. God, what's that sentence?
After he used the second rigging, he lost me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Affirmative action in college admissions and aggressive minority recruitment in corporations are also a form of rigging. Yikes.
Affirmative action.
Say rigging one more time, motherfucker. I dare you.
Yeah. Here
he
goes.
At least he waited until halfway through the article to bring in the affirmative action in college admissions argument.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if just he saw all those double G's and was like, oh yeah, that reminds me of affirmative action.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Whoa! Jesus Christ!
Brett's words, not mine. Oh yeah, and why does he said de rigueur too? What is that? What's that all about?
Man, oh, man. He's letting his mask slip here. Because obviously it's like, big businesses exploiting people's labor is rigging. Well, so is letting black people into colleges.
Yeah. Yeah. So is taxing big businesses. Well, what about white on white? What about black on white racism?
But however one feels about the various types of rigging, the echo of Trump was unmistakable. It's been proven we have a rigged system, the president said at one of its rallies last year. Doesn't happen so easy, but this system, gonna be a lot of changes. This is a rigged system. Trump's claim that the system is rigged, God, represents yet another instance of his ideological pickpocketing of progressives. True, actually. Mm-hmm. From C. Wright Mills to Noam Chomsky, the animating belief of the far left has been, as Tom Hayden put it, that we live in a false democracy, controlled by an unaccountable, deceitful, and shadowy elite. Trump has names for it. The globalists. triple parentheses. Oh, the deep state. The fake news. Orange, it turns out, is the new red.
No, it is not.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. He literally drops it in. He's
no.
Like, oh, you're there. Trump is communist now. You own much leftist.
That's terrible. I hate, there's so many articles where they're like, Trump is the new Mao. Trump is the new Stalin.
Trump is
that
the
time
new
Steve
Lenin.
Bannon said he was the Leninist. It just fucking completely sickens me.
Oh, God.
What we need is for Trump to be the new Trotsky, meaning he gets hit in the head with a pickaxe and dies.
Yeah, <that's a> Fuck yeah.
I agree.